Hiya, folks. It's time to put your mouse ears on for the Mouse Ears Podcast with Brooks, Kara, Kelton, and Steph, where we discuss all things travel, but mostly Disney, brought to you by Fairytale Journeys Travel. Welcome to another episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. My name is Kelton. I am one of your hosts for this episode tonight. With me, I also have Steph with me. Steph, how are you? Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, doing well. It's Wednesday night. Unfortunately, it's going to be Steph and I mainly because Brooks and Kara both had to step out at the last minute tonight. So it's going to be unfortunate for them because we have one heck of a topic we're talking about, and it's something new. So this should be a lot of fun. But tonight's topic is Jollywood Nights, the new holiday party at Disney's Hollywood Studios in Orlando. However, for a new party like this, we had to have people on the ground there. And unfortunately, Steph and I both were not able to be there. So we had to call in the A-team for this. And we had agents from our agency down there and half the night when it was pouring rain. But we do have one of our fellow FTJ agents, Shelby Strickland, with us as well. Shelby, welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast for your first debut. How are you?
Hello. I know, it's so fun. I am doing good. I think I've dried out after the last Jollywood Nights.
I remember when some of the stuff that y'all had posted on the main page and just seeing the downpour you guys were in, just, you know, walking out that night. That is a Florida 3 o'clock thunderstorm right there.
It was. So, I walked out like a wet sock, honestly. That's exactly what I felt like.
So it's all good. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter if it's pouring down rain. It's, you know, better to be soaking wet like a wet sock in Disney World than 100%. A good day in the office.
I'd rather be 100%. In Disney. That's for sure.
Exactly.
That is rain for or sure. Shine. So Shelby, before we get started into Jollywood Nights, mm-hmm. you know, real quick, give us an introduction. Who are you? Tell us about yourself.
All right. So my name is Shelby Strickland. I am a travel advisor with Fairytale Journeys Travel. And I have been going to Disney since I was probably about 8 years old. And from there until now, I am in my 30s. I have gone every other year for the 4th of July. And then once I was an adult and could make my own decisions, I went every year, if not twice a year. So it just kept going. So, I love being a travel advisor, and I love all things Disney.
How long have you been with FTJ?
I think I am coming up on 2 years.
Nice.
Very you know, awesome.
Like, it was kind of like it's like a time warp, really, the past yeah. year. So yeah. Could be three, could be two. Pretty sure it was two.
It definitely goes quick, but I just want to mention, because Steph, mm-hmm. you made the same face that I did when I found out that she goes over the 4th of July. I mean, we all know how yep. hot it gets in Florida, but
it's a madhouse.
Exactly. That's exactly
it. I love it.
Listen, I would love to have you on again for just a 4th of July episode to tell us what the experience is like. Because yeah, the people don't know.
It's a tribute to all nations, but mostly the America. USA. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. You know, that's actually where Brooks and I stole our tagline from, the fact that this is a podcast about all things travel. but mostly Disney.
The moment I saw that, I was like, I know exactly what's that.
You didn't steal it. You innovated it.
Just altered it. You made it slightly.
Our own. Yeah.
Patent altered it slightly.
But we love that adult money to be able to make our adult decisions and be reckless.
Yeah.
Disney adults.
Exactly.
Just give me what I want. I have adult money.
All the Dole Whips.
The Dole Whips.
Yes.
So we've heard a little bit, you know, about who you are and mm-hmm. growing up going to Disney. So let's go ahead and dive in to the second, I guess, holiday themed after hours extra ticket party event. Mm-hmm. So we've got Jollywood Nights. Jollywood Nights had their first party on, what was it, Saturday, November 11th, correct? So
yes,
just
did.
A couple. We're recording now mm-hmm. on the 16th of November, so just a few days passed. But Shelby, mm-hmm. you were there. You were soaking wet. Can you, you know, give us kind of a brief summary of what, you know, your experience was at Jollywood Nights? What is it? Dates, mm-hmm. hours, price, you know, all the good stuff you would tell a new client who was interested in going to Jollywood Nights.
Yeah. So basically it's an exclusive event, ticketed event that goes from November 11th to December 20th. And it is about anywhere between $59 to $79 plus tax, $159 to $179 plus tax. So it actually mirrors a typical after-hours event at Hollywood Studios. Now, with typical after-hours, you do have like the free popcorn, or included popcorn, ice cream, some sodas. This does not have that. But I think going in, it's just like a bumped up after-hours event. So you're able to ride those rides at very low wait times. Rise the Resistance was at like 5 minutes. Most of the night. Tower of Terror was at max 20. So you're able to ride rides, but then you're running into incredible entertainment almost on every corner. So I think Disney casting these people did a phenomenal job. So you've got entertainment at the Tower of Terror. You've got it down ABC Commissary area with, like, you know, Latin dancing and all this fun stuff. Nice. You've got DJs and animation. Yeah, Animation Courtyard. You also have one on the corner of Sunset Boulevard, which I love a good DJ. So that was awesome. You've got the Snope falling, you know, the snow, that's the soap. making it oh so magical. And then, not to mention, like, you have everything shuts down like about an hour before the party as far as food goes, because they are preparing all these exclusive party dishes. So it wasn't like just a couple of locations that had exclusive party food and drinks. It was everywhere, all over the park. So I just thought that going into it, it was a phenomenal after hours event that had like a holiday sprinkle on it, you know? So, so yeah, that's what I would, in a nutshell, that's what I would say it is.
So that's actually a lot quicker than what I thought it was going to go. I thought I was going to have more time to prepare my next question, but, you know, that's just the way it goes on this podcast anyway.
No worries.
There was talk about this brochure. Is it useful? Mm-hmm. Is it not useful? Kind of, what are your thoughts?
So I think, honestly, I went into it looking at it from like the guides they sent out just to the general public, like Disney Parks blog had like their. And so I had already kind of had an idea what I was going through. They give you a map, which was very useful. I thought it was more useful than a Mickey's Very Merry map, because it just literally had everything laid out really well. And they also give you a lanyard. On the back of it, there's a QR code that you scan, and it gives you like all the stuff to look at. I thought that was most helpful for me, because I can look through, see the shows, see the times, see where to eat. And then at the very bottom, oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so it's, is it kind of like its own My Disney experience for just the party?
It's like a
secret. That's kind of cool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, it is. But it's not through the app. It's a website, right? Or am I Am I wrong in that?
Thinking it is that like, I think I need to look back at how it's scanned, but you were still on My Disney Experience, whether it was the website or the app. I believe it was website. But once you scrolled down, and it was like mobile friendly looking. So you scrolled down and there was a map, an interactive map. So, you know, when you go on My Disney Experience on a general day, you can click on the map and see where different things are. They had that, but it was for the party. And I was like, oh, this is what I've always wanted at Very Merry. I don't know where
come on, is. Disney.
But I think so. I was like, this is going in a good direction. But also with Jollywood, there was just something like everywhere. So it wasn't like I was ever walking like there's nothing around here, you know. And I think Hollywood Studios kind of has it's kind of easy to see what's coming at you. So it wasn't very difficult to navigate.
So I do like how that they've got, you know. Or that maybe this was just in a testing phase. Maybe it will come for, you know, mm-hmm. Very Merry or Not So Scary, you know, in the coming years. But that actually is really helpful. And it's just more of a reason that you got to bring, you know, one of those mobile chargers with you. Because my Disney experience through the day and then, you know, at night, phones could have no battery life after that.
I am a fuel rod queen. I will fuel rod all day. Yeah, that's what I do.
There you go. That's the way mm-hmm. to do it. So now, kind of like, so Monday we record in Very Merry with mm-hmm. With one of our favorites, Elise. But mm-hmm. how was it getting into like to this event? Does it, you know, is it kind of like Very Merry? How, you know, you can scan in early at the touch points, or you can get your wristband like in the park, or is it just kind of like a hard close type of thing? You got to enter from, you know, from outside the gates type. Talk to us on that.
Yeah. So, one, I do want to put out a disclaimer here. So the night I went was, you know, unofficially the content creator night. So a lot of people have an annual pass, or a lot of people were already in the park. With that being said, Very Merry has several different locations where you can pick up and check in for the party. Hollywood Studios had one location, and it was the Mickey and Minnie's like animation short area. It's like kind of like if you like turn left at the Chinese Theater and go down mm-hmm. a little bit. And that line was forever long. It went from there past Baseline Tap House and Backlot Express all the way back, all the way to like the Galaxy's Edge entrance. So it was long. And I was like, that's not happening for me. I can't do that. I don't know how long it's going to last. So I took a gamble and I just walked to the front of the park, exited and went in the Jollywood section. Took me 5 minutes and I was in. So I think that's the biggest thing that people should know between those two options. I don't know if that'll change as the crowd type changes, but as far as like off of night one, I would say 100% always leave the park, come back in. And you are able to get in there at 7 o'clock and the party starts at 8:30. So I think what I've been telling my clients who have booked Jollywood, I'm like, you get yourself a dining reservation, or I will get it for you, a dining reservation before the party somewhere outside the park, or inside. But then you're going to go in and get to Jollywood at 7. Go in there, ride some low wait time rides because people are clearing out at that time. Mm-hmm. And then set yourself up at Sunset Boulevard and see the snow falling, all the fun stuff. And hop into your first show right there at Theater of the Stars. So like where they usually have Beauty and the Beast. They have a phenomenal show called It Is Disney Holidays in Hollywood. It was so good. I was so impressed. They definitely went all out with these two shows that they debuted at this party. And there's like 4 show times each of each one throughout the night. So there's just so much flexibility. Whether you're just busy riding rides, you want to catch it later, or you can start out your night there. That's kind of like the flow I would start with. And then I just head straight to the back of the park and then work my way forward. I think that was the struggle with, Jollywood was everyone was so excited about Sunset Boulevard. There's so much going on there that everyone was there. And so people did not realize that Oga's was open at the very back of the park. I mean, I would pay that much just to be in Oga's with no crowd. Like, that was wild. So just stuff like that.
You could actually have a booth to yourself and not be crammed in there with like seven of your closest friends on top of the party of six that you're a part of.
Yes, you had a chance at the bar. Like, you just walked up. It was incredible.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. So it does, I mean, it does kind of sound worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah. It's a mindset thing. I think you cannot, you mindset. Absolutely cannot. Yeah. You can't compare it to Very Merry. They're extremely different things. 100%. I would say as far as like, I would go for a date night, for just a night out with your friends. If I have kids with me, I'd want them to be tall enough to ride everything. I think that's what makes it worth it for them. The shows and everything does, but if you want to have that time spent like and be there for a while, you want them to be tall enough to ride those like really awesome big rides they have there.
So I want to mention something real quick, because we keep mentioning Mickey's Very Merry Christmas. We mentioned that this is kind of like, in a way, like an upscale version of an after party, just because of the theme, right? And Disney does such a phenomenal job with their theme. But going a little bit back in regards to the difference, like transitioning into the park, that kind of thing. So a big difference that I noticed is that with, for instance, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, Magic Kingdom for day guests, they had to get out of the park way earlier. They don't get to see the fireworks show at the end of the night because officially the park closes for day guests if you're not staying for the party at 6 p.m. Whereas for Hollywood Studios, if you're a day guest, they pretty much let you in the park until 1 hour before it officially closes, which is nice because those guests can still see Fantasmic for the first showing. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Shelby, there's only one showing of Fantasmic on Jollywood Nights. But still, I feel like that is just such a cool thing for people to know that, yes, for instance, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party has their fireworks show and their show, again, you know, their different shows, one of them being, of course, at the castle. But for day guests and party guests at Hollywood Studios, they get to go see Fantasmic. And then that's kind of when the transition truly begins, which I think that's really, really cool to just point out because it's best of both worlds. So if you're there during the day, great. You get to have your full day. But then you also, you know, we'll transition to having low wait times that, hey, if I didn't get to go to XYZ ride Slinky Dog, for instance, I'm going to do at the party. No problem. That's to me is awesome.
100%. Like not like, you know, as travel advisors, when we have people traveling during this season, we are constantly, when we're kind of working through an itinerary, we're like, you can't be in this park this day, like, because it's going to close early. Like, this actually gives the guests basically the entire experience at that park. And then there's like a special ticketed event. I will also add that Jollywood is an hour longer than their typical after hours events. So same price, hour longer. And again, value wise, I was like, oh, that's a no brainer for me. Like, I will totally ride these rides 10 times. So yeah, you make a good point.
Yeah. It's like those little things that people don't necessarily always, you know, it's our job to really understand those differences and be able to explain it to our clients so that they can really see that value. And, you know, of course you were lucky enough to experience it, you know, first day, which is, you know, invaluable, even though, you know, that is like a very big tester day and, you know, things will undoubtedly just improve with every party because Disney doesn't stay stagnant. Right. We all know that. They're always looking for ways to get better. So, you know, for anyone who may or may not have been discouraged by whatever news came out the first day, don't. If you trust Disney, as you should, they're going to continue to make this just better and better and better and make it worthwhile. Like you mentioned, you might not have the included popcorn or the ice cream bar or whatever, but there's 50 plus exclusive food and drink beverages offered at this mm-hmm. party. You've got how many different shows? You've got Streetmosphere that you normally don't get. You're not going to get Streetmosphere at an after hour party. You're not going to get any mm-hmm. kind of show at an after hour. You know, mm-hmm. it's not to the same scale as Mickey's Very Merry or Not So Scary, but I mean, it's Magic Kingdom. So honestly, exactly. Magic Kingdom always sets that high standard, that bar. I mean, they got parades for crying out loud, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
you know, it's there. It competes with it. And you said it best. It's mm-hmm. a mindset. And that's where we come in. We're going to give you all the facts so that we can tell you, hey, this is everything that's included. Don't be discouraged by, I don't know, a long line.
No popcorn buckets.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. So, which right. I am a little surprised, but you know what? I wouldn't be mm-hmm. surprised if Disney then comes back next year with a Jollywood Nights and has their own popcorn bucket. Yeah. I mean, these are feelers, mm-hmm. you know, and to say, mm-hmm. oh, I went to the very first Jollywood or the first season of Jollywood. That's pretty cool in and of itself, because then you'll be able to mm-hmm. go back next year or the following years or whatever and see how it improves and how it's just, I mean, that's awesome to me, you know, just mm-hmm. that growth and that evolution. So anyways, my rant is over.
Trust it. Yeah, no, I get it. We can trust Disney with that, right? So I think I was at the party like, shoot, if this is where it starts, this is going to be awesome. Like, I loved it. I think too, one big tip that just came to my head that I have to share. When you go to this kind of party, you're like, I got to get the exclusive drinks. That's what I have to do. Some of them were phenomenal. Some of them were like there was one at the Tip Top Club at the Hollywood Tower Hotel. And that one tasted like, you know, like with, it was like summer icy popsicles. Like if you melted that down, that's what it was. And I was like, not my jam. It's okay.
Hey, they can't all hit. Let's be real. But that's any party. That's everything.
But anyways, you still have those outside bars that Hollywood Studios usually has that have full-size drinks. So I'm over here getting myself a drink from there and walking over to the soiree. Like, I'm not going to wait in line to get the drink. Like, I like this one over here, you know? So I think that was big too. Like, don't forget about Oga's to go. Like, grab your drink and then walk around the park. Outpost over by Indiana Jones had their bar open, so you can grab a drink and walk. And then once you get to the soiree, if the line's short, try yourself a Fifth Dimension Royale. Like, that was really good. I loved that one. So I think it's just like little things like that. Like, don't forget about Hollywood as it is, like when you go to this park. It's just like this other stuff is just extra.
That's a great tip, honestly. Because mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I think pretty much everything as far as restaurants or bars is completely open. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, look at that. Mm-hmm. You got TuneIn Lounge. You got all these extra bars. I mean, come on now.
I do love TuneIn Lounge. That is love one of my favorites.
TuneIn Lounge.
It's so good.
It's a hidden gem.
Shh, you didn't hear it here. It doesn't exist.
Don't tell anyone. Yeah. That. I will say, I think when I go into a Hollywood party, the last thing I'm going to do is get a sit down reservation, because I'm like, I've got this many hours. So I will say the other hang up is people were like, I've got to go to the Jazzy Lounge at the Hollywood Brown Derby. And I get it. I tried to get in, couldn't do it. But then a lot of people were like, there was jazz music and stuff, which is what they said they would have. But also, I mean, a sit down restaurant's going to suck an hour and a half out of your party time. So that's not what I'm there to do. Maybe somebody else would. But I think when I'm recommending people to go to this party, I'm like, skip that. Absolutely no need to go there. There's way too much to do, way too much phenomenal food around everywhere. There's no need to sit down at a restaurant and soak up some of that party time.
So, you know, that is probably our favorite thing to talk about on this podcast is food and beverage.
Yes.
So what, let me ask you, what was your favorite item, menu item from this party that was kind of mm-hmm. party themed? What was the one that you know you were going to dream about for the next 9 months?
Okay, so I definitely have an answer to that. So I knew looking at this menu beforehand that I wanted to go to Fairfax Fair, which is, you know, on Sunset Boulevard as you head towards, it's on the left as you head towards the Tower of Terror. It just seemed like everything was like holiday food. So I went up to the counter and I was like, I want one of everything. We're trying it all. And so they had my try. I was
not
literally
judging
the,
at all.
Good. I'm glad we're in good company. I was the third in line because I got there and got in line 30 minutes before the party started. The line went so far down behind me after that. But they threw open the windows and all the cast members are like waving and yelling and screaming like the first Jollywood night. And so I think I just had experiences that some people just literally didn't have. I was like, this is phenomenal. So magical.
Gotta love those cast members, man. They just how to
just,
make everything
just
so much better.
Let's just give a round of applause. Yes, they do. They
absolutely
really do.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so they have the... there's like popover thing. So there's like a turkey popover. So it's like they literally put this like actually really well cooked piece of turkey inside of really good bread and they have gravy on it and a little bit of cranberry sauce on it. And I was like, this is phenomenal. And then you get the one that's called just the sides popover. And it was like collard greens, mac and cheese, like the little crumble things on it.
Oh, come on.
And I'm all about the sides. Like if I'm going to Cracker Barrel, I'm like, just give me the sides. Like, so, I mean, it was good. And everything was actually well cooked. I'm not going to lie to you. When I get a churro, I'm like, this is not, yeah. This is, could be a little dry sometimes. Yes. We'll just, we'll just go there.
Yes. People. Yes.
Why do you think why do you think they sell the chocolate sauce with it? For that $2.
We are here to tell the facts, people. It's a little dry. It's okay.
But oh my gosh. I thought I was the only one. Everyone's like the famous churros. I'm like, but why?
But they're not people.
They're just famous because they're mentioned, not because they're good. Oh.
Open your eyes. Yeah, so there's more to Disney than the churros. And we need to realize that. So anyways, the bread was so good. It wasn't stale. Like the turkey was not dry. The gravy was perfect. Like it was so good. The just the sides one was phenomenal as well. Like it was just so well done. They had a mistletoe martini, which was like a tart like martini, and it was small. I'm not gonna lie to you. So that's the other thing is like, yes, get one drink that you're super excited about that's party exclusive, but then go get a full size one that you feel a little better about, you know?
It's okay to spend the $16 on the full size beverage, just not the $13 on the kid's size.
So let's talk real talk here. You kind of want to buy two at the same time. Maybe. Perhaps.
Exactly. I'm like, can I get two of those? Because then that would be right. So anyways, it was so good. It was, so that one, like, I love the flavor of it. I do not like sweet stuff. So like, that was good. I had to try the banana milkshake that was like Muppets themed. So it has like this cute little like chocolate circle on top that's got like Fozzie and Kermit on it. And it's got this like thick, like
waka,
2 inches of, yes. And so it's got these like 2 inches of green icing on the top of this banana milkshake. And I can hear waka waka as I'm trying to get to the milkshake underneath this thick thing of icing. I can see him laughing at me. But anyways, so just, you got to try it as an experience.
And we're moving right along. So
my cheeks hurt. I have to mute myself because I can't stop. Oh, that's great.
So whose grandmother was in the back? Whose grandmother was in the back of that restaurant cooking this food? I mean, whose grandmother did they pull from like backwoods Alabama, Louisiana to cook collard greens and these mac and cheese?
That's what I'm saying. It took me right home. I was like, here we are. Amen. This is so good. So that's what I loved it. And then, I went about my night. Now I will say something I didn't do was get dinner beforehand, but I recommend that because the lines are long at first. But then I went through the park, did my thing. And then it was time, you know, like when you're towards the end of a party and you just want snacks. Dockside Diner was phenomenal because it had like these really good wonton chips with this like kimchi dip that was great. They had a Christmas tree cookie stack, which was so good. And then they had, the drink was called Naughty and Nice or something like that. And it was, that was delicious. So like, that was just good, like snacky food that I was like, and here we, this is good. So it all like worked out. I did not wait in line for the Gertie cookie because I don't wait in line for sugar cookies. That's not my jam, but some people did. Actually, a lot of people did. But it's Gertie. I love Gertie. I love him so much. But I, it was a very long line, but I was not going to do that.
I understand that.
We're
all about food on this podcast. Food and beverage.
Here we are.
But it's crazy. Maybe... I mean, honestly, it's crazy to think that the lines for the rides were, there's no lines. There's, you know, pretty much everything's a walk on, but then the lines are the food. Again, just emphasizing, it's over 50 plus different foods and beverages that are just being offered at this party. Yes, you have to pay for it, but man, that's a lot. Like, just think about the transition and all the things that they have to do to put,
that's
like,
what
you know,
I'm saying.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Only Disney can do that. I don't even think they offer that much exclusive stuff at these other parties. They don't. One thing that's at these different stands. So.
Yes, like it was all like party exclusive food. It wasn't just like go these two places. It was like everywhere. It was crazy.
Say this. Even though you mentioned earlier what kind of audience you feel like this party is targeting more so, it's definitely evident just with the food and beverage options that it definitely is more geared towards an older crowd. Not because kids wouldn't enjoy it, but man, look how excited we are to talk about food and drinks. Come on. Kids aren't going to feel
this
that way the way
jam.
We do.
That's what I'm saying. But I think that we wanted that. Like, I think that some of us.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, you want that out. There's so many of us Disney adults that want that. So I think it was great. Mike. Oh, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, all you got to do is give a bunch of, you know, childless millennial Disney adults all hyped up on sugar, on Sunset Boulevard with the DJ doing the Cupid Shuffle. I mean, hello, 2005.
Right.
Let's go.
I want
hello,
it back.
Hi.
Hello, hi. So, yeah, this is definitely, I think Disney has listened and
they have
given the people, you know, what they want. And we got that adult money, baby. Let's go.
But and I didn't go. And Shelby, I'm like feeding off of your positive energy of your experience. But, you know, just really thinking about it. Kelton, you said how, you know, Disney's listening and giving us Disney adults, you know, more of what we like. I mean, there's a reason why the festivals at Epcot are always, you know, such a big hit. But beyond that, they listen to the fact that there are such a huge fandom amongst the Hispanic community. There are so many Hispanics in Florida, in Orlando, traveling to Disney, whether it's international trips or what have you. And to have this party, and we haven't really dived into it too much, and we will as the night goes on, but this party is a tribute to Hispanic culture. I mean, the videos that I was seeing and the people dancing and the songs and stuff, I mean, there's a little of everything. But I mean, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Mickey and like little, like he looks like he's got his Havana Nights outfit going on. And
he
looks
does.
Stinking
he does.
Cute. So I think that in and of itself is so important to really highlight, because how many times have we heard how upset, you know, people are that there's not, like, for instance, a Brazilian pavilion in Epcot, right? Just more of a tribute besides just Mexico, right? The Hispanic community is huge, especially in Florida. So this is awesome. And people need to understand how, you know, it might not have been like this, you know, smooth ride day one, but the fact that Disney is bringing all of these things in and targeting what people have been asking over time is amazing.
And I think and I think that's what people missed appreciating, honestly. Like, I mean, and honest, like, that entertainment, I love the Tip Top Club. That girl's voice was phenomenal, if y'all have not heard. Like, she rocked it. But even like the Latin entertainment was so fun, so good. My kids would have vibed there just because it's such a fun, like, dancing environment. And she was so interactive with the kids. It was the cutest thing ever. Like, she was just saucing with them, like, all the, like, it was so fun. And she had a phenomenal voice. I loved that. I feel like she's not getting enough recognition because people are so excited about Tip Top Club.
And I saw videos too of the guy heading towards Toy Story with his guitar singing to all this classic Hispanic music that I grew up listening to, dancing, doing the different steps. And I would see people walking by and trying to mimic the steps as they walked by onto the next ride or whatever. Yes. That is like so lively. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? You said it, like a girl's night, a date night, whatever. Who wouldn't want to spend their Saturday night out and about like that?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. It's amazing. Amazing.
Love it. It's the mindset.
I want to go.
You could spend $250 to go on, you know, a nice date night in Orlando somewhere, to a, you know, to a decent restaurant, hopefully nothing on iDrive, but actually to a good restaurant. But for, you know, and but that's really only for like, you know, maybe an hour and a half, you know, 2 hours. So why not spend just a little bit more, have a few hours, you know, in, you know, in Hollywood Studios, which I think a lot of people, you know, really give Hollywood Studios, you know, the short end, because it's, yes, it's they small, but it is not a half day park, people. Hollywood Studios is a full day park.
You heard it here.
It is a full day park.
Say it louder for the people in the back, man.
It definitely became a full day when they opened up Galaxy's Edge. But so for, you know, for a little bit more. And it's almost like just the next time you go out, if you, you know, if you say, well, Kelton, it's, you know, it's expensive. You're looking at like $320 probably for two people to go. Well, yes, but, you know, it's worth it. Just don't buy the appetizers the next time you go to Outback Steakhouse or Texas Roadhouse. You know? Exactly. Just save that money, buy the tickets for Jollywood Nights, and, you know, just go and enjoy yourselves. Be that kid that Disney, you know, brings out in you.
And I'm going to say this because here on the Mouse Ears podcast, we love transportation.
Love transportation.
Go eat and drink to your heart's content, people, because you don't have to drive anywhere.
No.
Disney Transportation has got you covered, man. Again, such a perk of being on property. What more can I say?
I mean, you got, if you don't want to wait in the long lines for the buses, I get it. Some people aren't bus people. I am, always will be. It. You got your minivans. Take the minivan right from Hollywood Studios straight to almost straight to your room, to be honest with you, depending on where you're staying. True. So.
And I think that too, like, I think a lot of us who've been going to Disney for a while, we know that Hollywood Studios isn't just the attractions, it's like a whole vibe. Like, you're stepping into the movies.
Oh, that is such a young thing to say, vibe.
A vibe, I'm sorry. But you are, like, I mean, it's like the whole, you're it just is. Enjoying your surroundings. So then I think the party takes it a step further, but don't forget to just be there and just enjoy what's going around you, because it's just this whole environment thing that's going on.
We've always talked about, you know, really stopping and smelling the roses, as one would say. But, you know, the rose garden is gone now at the Magic Kingdom, so that can't do that anymore.
It's a sad day.
But it, but really, I like, so that's what, like, I'm looking forward to, you know, hopefully next year I'll get to go to Jollywood.
It better come
but
back.
I hope so.
I'm hoping so. Because I'm telling you, I've already talked to Brooks. We're going. To it.
I mean, invite.
Yep. Sorry. We're gonna make it a guys' night episode, Steph.
It's all good.
It better be a vlog. Like, we want the whole thing documented when you go, for sure.
Ooh, I love 100%. That.
Start out at the airport.
Yes, you have to dress up too.
I have always wanted to get like one of those, like Santa Claus, not like the three-piece suit, you know what I'm talking about.
I saw them the other night.
Mm-hmm. So I would rock one of those with my boots. So,
yes.
Tell us more about that aspect of the party, because people are getting amped up about this whole being, you know, theme, right? Like, people dress up for Not So Scary for Christmas. I mean, long sleeves. I don't know. Yep. I don't feel like you see it as much. But for something like this, I feel like people were so hyped up getting the opportunity to dress up in like mm-hmm. old Hollywood style. So what could you say to us about that and let our audience know for those who are thinking about or wanting to book their next Jollywood with us at FTJ?
Yes. So I was shocked because I was like, I don't know how many people are going to commit to this, but you tell me we're going to a themed party. I'm going all out. Like, I'm doing it. And we saw people at first, we saw like glitter pants over here and those like those men's suits that look like wrapping paper patterns.
Yes. But it's like the suit.
It was so great. There was those. And then as the night, it got closer to the start, like we saw full length gowns. Like, now I will say that was not the norm, but some people went all out, like either all glitter, all that like old Hollywood dark red velvet.
Dapper day.
Like, dapper day. Yes. That's kind of what, yes. And so, and then you had some people that were wearing like light up tulle skirts and like a t-shirt, which was also fine. Like everyone was dressed up and involved in the theme. And I think that's another big part of it too. And where Disney Junior's Play and Dance, or like that show over there in Animation Courtyard, mm-hmm. usually is, they had the coolest photo pass opportunity that I hate we did not get to. It's a robot arm that like moves as you kind of move.
I saw a TikTok video on that.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're on the red carpet. It was epic. And I didn't do it. And I want to go back just to do it. It was really cool.
Did it have a line?
The line was not terribly long at all.
Or the influencers maybe 20 were minutes. Just not there for it.
They weren't. I don't know what it was. They missed the mark.
Definitely.
Well, honestly, I feel like I didn't know about this until you and other people that were there mentioned it. So maybe people just didn't know because it wasn't really like.
Right.
I mean, let's be real. What has really been mentioned were the shows, the food and the mm-hmm. drinks, and then character meet and greets. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I mean, there was, the theme, but that's not really, you know, what people,
right.
It's different. But mm-hmm. what mostly is the next party is the next couple parties have a line for that, because that's cool. That's really cool.
It was cool.
Yeah. That was a good, well, let's go into the meet and greets here just, you know, real quick. Who were the top mm-hmm. ones? Did you have a favorite? And then we'll just throw in, who is your favorite Disney character to meet per se?
Ooh.
So.
Oh, that's a good question. So I will say a top one that I saw at the party was Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, because
nice.
They're awesome. Yes. And that song cranks. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yes, it does.
It was so good. So I loved it. So we got to see them. You've got Phineas and Ferb, which they're not my jam, but a lot of people's jam. You've got Powerline Max there, and you've got Mickey
yeah.
and like, oh yeah, Powerline. Oh my gosh. I wish
still
they would
waiting.
Do like just a live.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that album to drop, but you know.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying.
I'm a little confused by Phineas and Ferb. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to mm-hmm. say they're not my favorite. I did, you know, watch them when I was younger, but they're not hype right now in the Disney community, I feel. So that was a very interesting choice, I believe. Did
it
have
was.
A long line?
I agree.
Because Powerline is getting a lot of love recently. So
but
I can definitely see that have. I mean, of course, but I'm just saying.
Sorry, Steph.
No, you're good. No worries. But I can totally see him having a long line.
Yeah.
Did Phineas mm-hmm. and Ferb have a long line?
There was a really decent line for Phineas and Ferb. I'm not going to lie. More so, like, not as long as the other ones, but longer than what I ever thought it would be. I think there is a crowd for Phineas and Ferb, and we just don't know it. So, yeah.
Not on there mm-hmm. yet.
Not
hey,
there
more
yet.
Power to everybody who is.
For sure.
Yes, exactly. Sure. And so then in Animation Courtyard, they had Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Donald, Daisy, like all of them like in their Jollywood exclusive like attire. Like, and that was really cool.
Nice.
So it was fun to see them like that. So yeah, like those characters were really fun. The shows were insane. I will say I didn't get around to Nightmare Before Christmas, but everyone's raving about that one. And for like, mm-hmm. and just whatever they put together, it was not, they didn't have to do it. Like, they went all out for these two exclusive shows that you will only see at this party. Holidays in Hollywood, That one was amazing. Belle came out and sang As Long As There's Christmas. I'm like, that is so good. Wow. And it snowed in there too. Oh yeah. It was phenomenal. Tiana has her own new number in there, which was great.
Nice.
And the hosts were hilarious. Yeah. So it was really fun.
Where are they? Where's that show at?
So that's at Theater of the Stars, like where Beauty and the Beast usually is.
Mm-hmm. So is that, yes. That's the same one. That's different than the holiday one that you mentioned earlier. Or is it the same one?
No. That's it. That's the same one.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
The Nightmare Before Christmas one is over where the Frozen show usually is.
Gotcha. So we got the two main shows, and then we've got sprinkled little stuff here and there. I'm kind of getting like Howling Horror Night vibes, where there's like just random little like shows here and there throughout like the scare zones, you know what I mean? But then you have actual stage zones or stage shows, not zones, shows.
Yes. But from what I have watched online, it is I would say it's like that. I have not gone there because I am a scaredy cat, so I will not.
Oh, join the club. Not me. I'm not talking about me, but you can join his club. Right, Kelton?
We are not so scary people. I am not playing that game.
Not so scary is the furthest I will go for Halloween.
Same. Yep. I don't mess with that stuff.
You can find me at Margaritaville on City Walk for Halloween Horror
Exactly.
Nights.
That is exactly the best way to celebrate Halloween.
So you've kind of spoken a bit on, you know, the shows that are there, but I think I saw that they brought back, I mean, one of my favorite fireworks shows at Hollywood Studios.
Yes.
The Jingle Bell Jingle Bam. I mean, I think it's underrated, people. It is underrated.
Yeah. It is underrated.
It's awesome. It is awesome.
And it's only for the elite because it's at 12:30 at night. So you've got to be on your game. And it is phenomenal. I watched it in the pouring rain. That is the Disney difference, people, is that it was pouring and they still did it. The whole thing. Hey, and it was phenomenal.
As long as there's no lightning, those fireworks have to go.
Shelby, it's beyond the Disney difference. It's now Disney dedication on your end, too, because
Disney dedication.
Gosh. Oh, you should see the footage that we have of me, because I'm trying to film it and get content, of course. And so I've got my lanyard on top of my phone as an umbrella for my phone. And I'm
you need to get yourself a waterproof OtterBox for your phone, because
I got back to the room and it was it wouldn't charge because it said there's water in the tum, and I was like, oh dang it. So then I put a hair dryer into the charging spot of my phone.
The lengths we go for our clients and for our audience, don't get it.
Yes. They do not know what we do, and
but would we do it without our clients and audience? The answer is
absolutely. 100%.
I did it before, I'll do it again. We were the family on the 4th. When you go in July, it's thundering every day. And we're out there before illuminations, and we're holding our spot as it's lightning around us. I don't play. So yeah. So
if I die here, it was meant to be right there at World Showcase.
It was.
I lived a good life.
Yes. Exactly. Jingle Bell Jingle Bam was phenomenal. It was so good. The fireworks are great. The whole Chinese theater is lit up. It's awesome.
That's awesome. Now what about, because every event that Disney does, there's always merchandise. Disney needs to pay for these parties somehow. So let's talk the merchandise. I mean, any exclusive items? What did you buy for us?
So get ready. This is a really big deal. So there was one shirt.
That's it?
When that, I lost my mind. Listen, Kelton said, you know, how is Disney going to pay for this? Clearly it's in food and drinks this time around. Because
in the food and drinks.
What happened? I mean, listen, am I still excited about this party? Yes. I personally feel like they might have dropped the ball in that particular department? Maybe.
Yes. Yep. Just a little. But hey, listen. This is my hot take, though. Everyone who's complaining that they had to pay this amount and also pay for food, would have been so happy to pay that amount and also pay for a ton of merchandise. I'm like, listen, it's just your priorities, people. Like, I will pay for food and be happy.
This right here, that is like the light bulb perspective that people just don't realize makes total sense.
You got it.
You're not carrying it on you. You're just carrying it in you.
It's exactly. Going back to, you know, what we said before was, you know, it's not the materialistic stuff. It's the memories.
Exactly.
And the food and drink that you consume. That's mm-hmm. the way. And, so we'll watch. Probably next year, I guarantee there'll probably be more merchandise. They have.
Yes.
I mean, they create t-shirts and pins and whatnot for every attraction, show, parade that, you know, that they take away. You gotta, they gotta pay for the next one coming in, and this is is how they do it.
So, and they had a mascot, if you will. It was that like gingerbread man you may have seen in some of the footage. Yeah. And I'm like, they could have popcorn bucketed that and some people would have been a little happier. But I mean, it's all good.
They could have popcorn bucketed Mickey's like sombrero and I would have been friggin' happy. But no.
I want
fedora. His fedora. That's what it was.
Yes. His little Latin fedora. That or like a Hollywood Tower of Terror where like it kind of, you see something drop in there, you know, like maybe just
give me, you know, something would have made sense, but you
give
know,
it time because that could cost about $75 per unit. So it true. Could come.
And well, I could have bought so much food with that price.
Mm-hmm. Just so saying. I have always been a calories don't count at Disney kind of gal. So you
exactly.
know, Jollywood Nights is one of those where I would have excelled. Maybe it's the great. Lines might have held me back a little bit, but oh, well, we'll try.
They were nothing at the second half of the night. It was not a problem. Like I walked up to Dockside Diner and grabbed some delicious food. Not a problem.
So do you almost suggest maybe hitting up the show and the rides first half? And then
yes,
having your late night snacks in the second half, per se. And I say second half, but it's the last 2 hours, right?
Oh, 4 hours. Yes. Oh, yeah. 100%. I suggest getting dinner beforehand. Like I have some clients who are going in a couple weeks. They're going to get dinner at Topolino's and they're going to Skyliner right over to Jollywood. You know, fits the bill. It's fancy there. It's going to be fancy here. And then they're going to go and ride some rides and do some fun stuff and do some shows. And then they're going to, you know, get some of those snacks for later. So, I mean, I definitely suggest maybe catching the first show. Don't be scared of the line. There's going to be a line to get in, but it's because that theater holds so many people. And then after the show, go straight to the back of the park, either towards Galaxy's Edge or towards Toy Story Land, and then work your way back to the front. And then halfway through the night, you're down at Sunset Boulevard with less of a crowd than what there was in the beginning.
Great tip. And, you know, people don't realize these shows that are in these venues, you can sit down. Hello.
Yeah.
People forget that when you're watching like any castle show. Wow. We're just blurring words here. Castle show. You have to stand.
Mm-hmm.
Here it's nice. You can just sit down.
Exactly. And there was nothing here show wise that I had to stake out super early to get a good spot in.
Like, great. Fantastic.
Yeah. That was great. And to watch Nightmare Before Christmas, the sing along, like those are the most comfortable seats probably ever in that theater. We all take naps
hands
there
down.
Every now and then.
Yes. Now,
as soon as I'm done singing Let It Go, I take a nap.
Yes, and then I take a nap.
So I want to mention this for the people that don't know. At Jollywood Nights, all of the rides are open. All of them have standby queues, except for Rise of the Resistance. It does have a virtual queue. We haven't seen Rise of the Resistance have a virtual queue since
in a while.
Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, opened up. So that's a cool addition. And even with the virtual queue, it doesn't seem like the crowds are that big anyways, because, you know, the lines overall are super low, which is amazing, right? I mean, Shelby, you were there. You can let me know. But I mean, the virtual queue, I believe that's at 8 p.m. right before it officially starts. Or am I
Yes.
Okay.
So it's at 8 p.m. and you're going to like, you can get the virtual queue. Now, I will say right before the party, recently the line, I mean, is it like 5 minutes and you can ride it twice, but also the virtual queue, 8 o'clock, that drops, hop on there and get that. And then you can probably ride that with the virtual queue and by standby line as well. So
I did not know it had standby line queue or standby line as well. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And, I will also say, the Jazzy Lounge, which again, I do not recommend just because it's going to soak up an hour, 10 hour and a half of your time. But it's at the Hollywood Brown Derby and they have like a jazz pianist in there. That one you can join a wait list for. So like you can either be right next to it. A walk-up list,
yeah.
Yes, a walk-up list. That's what I meant. You can be like really close. I was down Sunset Boulevard and tried to join it and couldn't. I was too far. You have to be closer. You can do it on your app or there's like a QR code there that you can scan in order to join the wait list. And that booked up super fast. But I think after reviews, that's not going to be the case because some people were like, we're not going to sit there and dine. We got a party out there.
So after all of the, just real quick before we kind of wrap it up here, but crowd level wise, what can you compare it to if you can?
Ooh, that's a good question. Because I think a lot of people got hung up on how long the food lines was, which definitely could be a content creator night kind of issue, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, they did not overdo the tickets. Like, I think it was short or like less people. I'm trying to think of what it compares to. It's less than Very Merry, 100%, I would say. Mm-hmm.
So it does seem like, I mean, for me, it does seem like it's worth it 100%. But
oh, yeah. Yeah. With the right mindset.
It's got it. You have to. And like we said, you have to have the right mindset. But before we call it a quits on Jollywood Nights for 2023, Shelby, what's your biggest takeaway, you know, from this or any last minute items, something you want, not just, you know, your clients, but everybody who listens to this podcast to know? Go ahead.
That's a great question. I think just honestly look at it as a bumped up, doubled up after hours event with just entertainment as you go around and ride all your rides and stuff. And I think it's great. I think my biggest takeaway is don't cancel your ticket and ask the right people what to do, like your fellow Fairy Tale Journeys travel agents.
I'll ask one more question to kind of, you know, come full circle with this biggest takeaway from the party. Jollywood Nights, holiday time. It's not Mickey's Very Merry, but it's still meant to be, you know, 'tis the season, right?
Yes.
Do you feel like you got that, I don't know, Christmas holiday winter vibe, even though it was more Latin-esque and old Hollywood? Because I feel like that feeling, like, what? How did you feel?
Yes, I felt like, I feel like Very Merry is like, I'm going to experience Christmas as a kid again. And then Hollywood Studios was like, I'm going to experience like Christmas, just like adult Disney Christmas, you know, like, or I don't, yeah, it just felt, it's a whole different thing. And again, I will say, I think there is definitely a crowd of kids that would still enjoy it. It's just upscale. It's fancy. It's, you know, it's what a lot of us my age look for.
With the right mindset. We're thinking of those childless millennials. That's what it is right there. It's for all the Disney adults. We have adult money now. Let's spend it.
You know,
as we all sit here and wait for the NSYNC reunion tour. That's where Disney's going to hurt on that one. So,
and it needs to be like at the America Pavilion, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I don't think there's, I mean, no, those tickets are going to go probably $10,000 a piece. I will be there. I will remortgage the house.
Get your dining package ready.
Get it ready.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Well, folks, that just about does it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears podcast. Don't forget to join us on Facebook in our Facebook group. And we do have an Instagram page for our blog, the Mouse Ears blog. So make sure to follow along for the latest news and episode updates. If you're interested in having one of our wonderful FTJ agents book your next trip, you can visit us at fairytalejourneystravel.com, or you could send us a DM. So Shelby, just, you know, nice and easy, we're gonna go around, just say your social handles. I'll probably get mine wrong like I do every episode, but thankfully I'm so happy that Steph, you know, corrects everything in the, you know, description of the episode. So Shelby, where can any of our listeners find you on social media?
Well, that's a fantastic question. So on Facebook, great question. It's hard to remember these things. So on Instagram, yes, I don't know why it's so difficult. So Instagram, I'm Shelby Strickland all together. So S-H-E-L, B as in boy, E as in elephant, Y, Strickland. So I am there, and then, you know, you'll see Fairy Tale Journeys by Shelby in my profile. And then as well as Facebook, I'm just Fairy Tale Journeys by Shelby. And don't forget the E before the Y. And that's where we're at.
And let's be real. You, at every video or whatnot that's on the Fairy Tale Journeys page, you being our social media content person, you're probably done that one as well, I bet.
So, well, thank you for calling it. I enjoy showing the magic of Disney.
Amen to that.
You do a great job.
We do appreciate it.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Steph, as always, where can our listeners find you?
They can find me on Facebook at Fairy Tale Journeys by Stephanie Perrette Gentile. Not going to spell it because you know it's in the description. And on Instagram. Yeah. And on Instagram at FTJ by Stephanie PG. There you go.
Fantastic. And so I'm at on Facebook Fairy Tale Journeys by Kelton, and I do believe that is correct. Instagram and TikTok FTJ Travel by Kelton. Last but certainly not least, if you enjoy listening to us, and I sure hope you do, because we've been at this for what, like 6 months now, we would love to have you guys leave us a review on wherever you listen. I think right now we're still Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast, and I do believe Amazon Music is coming down the line. Maybe season two, who knows, could be season three at this point. We never know what's in store.
Manifesting. Yep.
Stay tuned. But yeah, until next time, everybody, thank you for stopping by and listening. Shelby, thank you for coming in and telling not just us, but all of our listeners about the first Jollywood Nights at Disney's Hollywood Studios. So we do appreciate it. But thanks again, everybody, and y'all have a good day.
See ya, everyone.
See ya.